Who Decides? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. Senator Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for listing American Indian as her race on a form she filed with the Texas Bar Association in 1986. She clearly wrote American Indian in the race category because that's the story she was told growing up.
My brothers and I learned from our mom and our dad and our brothers and our sisters, and those were our family stories.
She now realizes that was wrong. But what's interesting to me is what compelled her to come to that conclusion.
I am not a tribal citizen. Tribes and only tribes determine citizenship.
She came to that conclusion because the Cherokee Nation employs officials whose job it is to determine who can call themselves a Cherokee. And they concluded she can't. Case closed. Well, between growing diversity and genetic testing, we're going to have more and more cases like this. And race determines a lot, everything from whether you can satisfy a quota to what jokes you can safely tell. So we have to agree on which groups get to decide what race you can claim, the way the Cherokees can decide who's a Cherokee. A panel of historians, perhaps, a government identity commission. Whatever it is, each group will have to have some organization with the authority to say no. Otherwise, as we learned in Senator Warren's case, people are free to check any box they like. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.